Blog Talk Radio.
Self-respect, intellect, increasing our knowledge to keep ourselves in check. Positivity is all we need. Together we will succeed.
Blog Talk Radio.
TQMindByRod.gr8.com. You can hit us up on Facebook.com/TQMind. You can tweet me at RSD44, or you can email me at TQMindByRod@gmail.com. And for those who are listening live right now, I want to wish everyone that's listening, all the mothers, a happy Mother's Day. And I also want to give a special shout out to all the influential mothers in my life. Of course, starting off with my mom, who's been there with me through thick and thin. All the mothers at the church that was really involved in helping to raise me and helping to keep me on the right path a lot of times and helping to be the man that I am. And, of course, all the mothers I come in contact with, especially not last but not least, my mother-in-law and my wife, who is shown as being a rock and a foundation for this family and showing how to be a model mother for our two girls. So I definitely want to give a big shout-out to my wife especially, all the mothers that are celebrating Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. So I just wanted to get that out there. And also just wanted to pay a special tribute to everybody that is really listening to the show, really supporting the show, and just want everyone to thank you for being a part of this movement that is Blog Talk Radio, that is Toyland Productions, Toyland Entertainment, as we're trying to do bigger and better things in order to help our community. And in the near future, you're going to be hearing about how you can help to donate to an organization that I really feel is near and dear to me, National Alliance for Mental Illness. There's going to be a walk in September, and there's going to be some news on our shows in the future on how to fundraise for this particular event. So if you're ready to willing to contribute your time, your energy, and of course your money to this particular cause, I'll let you know how to do that in the future as well. So just wanted to get that out there. And on this Mother's Day, a lot of us have spent time to celebrate our mothers. It's a lot of time to spend time with our mothers, a lot of time to recognize how important our mothers are in our lives. But we also got to reflect on the tens of thousands of mothers in this country who do not know where their children are. Who are children amongst the missing, are among those who may have lost their way, those who the mothers do not know exactly where they are. And this brings me to our main topic of the night. There are 276 children in the country of Nigeria that are not with their mothers right now. And there's a big movement that is going on called Bring Back Our Girls, some hashtag on Twitter called Bring Back Our Girls, where we see celebrities, where we see political figures stepping into the forefront and trying to promote this Twitter handle. And gotten to the point where actually our government has created an opportunity to go into the country of Nigeria, bringing drones, bringing small forces in there to try to help, allegedly, to help find these girls, to the point where the Nigerian government has allowed the U.S. government to bring these drones in, to bring small forces in to try to take down this militant group that is kidnapping the girls and going to put them up for sale. But the topic of tonight is money over morals. What is the real motive for the U.S. government to act like they're pursuing the search for these kids? Is it because they really care about these kids, they really care about what's going on in Nigeria, or is it more of a money and political thing going on, especially since the midterm elections are coming up weeks away? We have some very important elections that are going on in our government in the next couple weeks, from gubernatorial primaries, from senatorial primaries, the House of Congress, the Senate, and states' governments are going to be decided within the next couple months. So it always looks really good to jump on a bandwagon to say, oh yeah, let's jump on the bandwagon of saving these poor Nigerian girls who've been taken and about to be sold. That's what a lot of our government thinks right now. So this is what I want to tackle today on the Ron Stevie Show, Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, Toyland Entertainment. And I'm not going to go into all the history of this particular incident and how the 276 girls were taken, how long it's been, because the relevancy is why we are going into this particular aspect, this particular element of political discourse. In history, in the course of American history, there's only really been three times where Americans have been involved in the continent of Africa, and that was the transatlantic slave trade, when our troops during World War II were on the shore of Tripoli, and they crossed over the Mediterranean Sea in order to storm Normandy. And the third time was when the Clinton administration went into Somalia, and people called that a really big bust because we lost a numerous amount of soldiers during the fighting in Somalia. Those really, in the course of American history, the only three times that American soldiers, American troops, have really been active, so to speak, in the continent of Africa. So why now? You know, you think back, okay, you know, you say, oh yeah, this is something that they really want to fight. The president, he really wants to try to be involved. It's possible. It's very possible. But I want to take people back 2 years, 2 years ago. Not a long time ago. This isn't old history. This is back in 2012. There were a big movement online to find this guy named Kony, who was taking young boys and bringing them into the militant army that he was building. And, you know, there were a lot of children, a lot of young boys that were maimed, that were shot, that were killed, that were stabbed, being a part of this militant organization. And there was a big movement in regards to saying, oh yeah, let's find this Kony guy, let's make sure we bring him to justice, even though he'd been doing this for 20 plus years prior to 2000, even though there were tens of thousands of children that were taken from their families. But, you know, we felt it was time to jump on the bandwagon because there was a documentary that was done in 2012 that brought this movement on, and a whole lot of celebrities got on the bandwagon, and they felt like this was an important movement to be involved in, and you saw these little fundraisers and gatherings for a whole bunch of rich white people that wanted to just invest their money into this Kony 2012 thing, and people don't realize what the ultimate result of that particular movement was. So this quote-unquote movement, in order to bring Kony down, in order to save our children in Central Africa, this is what ultimately happened with it. Right now it's middle of 2014. Kony is still doing the same thing he's been doing for the past 20 plus years. The U.S. government has forgotten all about that because it's not hot anymore. It's not the hot thing to do. It's not the hot thing to talk about. The government in the Congo, they forgot about it because now, you know, they can go back to what they're doing, which is basically funneling the money that Kony is giving to them and use that towards their own self-appreciated benefit. And the people of the Congo are still suffering because their boys and their young men are being taken and put into the military army. This is what's going on. What happened to the whole Kony 2012 movement? What happened to those white people that made this documentary? What happened to all the celebrities, Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt, all crying on the TV, trying to talk about we got to find Kony George Clooney trying to step in and try and do this. What happened to that? Nothing. Nothing. Exactly nothing. Absolutely nothing. The African continent is still being run by a lot of militant groups, by a lot of militant organizations, and the United Nations are staying away from it as far as possible because they don't want to get involved with it. The U.S. government is staying as far away from it as possible because they don't want to get involved with it. We feel, as a country, we can bully the Ukraine, we can bully Syria, we can bully other countries in the world, but we're not going to mess with any of the countries in the continent of Africa because we know that those militant groups do not care what we think about them. They do not care about what resources they might be able to get from us or what resources we can get from them. They don't care about that. These militant groups will overthrow a government, overthrow a country, and will dominate and rule that particular country autonomously because they know that they can rule it autonomously because there's a vast amount of resources in those countries, a vast amount of resources in the Congo, in Sudan, in South Sudan, in Nigeria, in Cameroon. So why would they want to affiliate themselves with the U.S. government, acting like the U.S. government is going to be their savior, like every other country in the rest of the world is doing? They don't care about that. So that's why the U.S. government doesn't want to get involved with a lot of these things that's going on in the Congo, a lot of these things that's going on in Nigeria. But the Bring Back Our Girls movement looks good. It looks good. It sounds good. It makes us sound like, oh, our government cares about others. We care about these little girls who are being taken from their families. We care about the little girls who are missing. You know what? There's tens of thousands of little girls here missing in the United States. We still haven't found Alicia Rudd. We still haven't found hundreds of girls that are missing here in Washington, D.C. area, on top of all the missing girls and missing boys that are in the United States. See movements involved with that. You don't see movements involved trying to find out what's going on with our social and economic structure in this country to make sure that we can bring our children back. We don't hear about that here. We hear about Bring Back Our Girls, 276 girls that are missing in Nigeria. And that is an important story. That is a story that needs to be discussed. There is an epidemic going on in the country of Nigeria where these young girls are being taken from their families and being sold off in the black market. Yes, that's happening in the Philippines. It's happening in Indonesia. It's happening all over. Of course, this is a big story, but the thing is we are talking about this right now because the government makes it sound good. The government makes it sound like this is the right thing to do. The government is making it sound like, oh, we're jumping on this ahead of time because we want to make sure the Nigerian government is doing the right thing for these children. That's the way they're making it seem. That's where they're making it seem like, oh, okay, this is something that's positive that we're doing for our communities, positive that we're doing for this country. But there's a lot more involved with that. You know, this is an election year. This is an election year. This is a year that all the politicians are going to try to stay and do the things that we want to hear in order to be elected. Republicans are going to say some of the things they're saying, oh, yes, we've got to bring back these girls. We've got to make sure we fight these tyrants and these militants in Nigeria. The Democrats are going to say, you know what, these girls are an important factor because we want to show that we're a global police state. We want to show that we're there to help people out. These are the guys, these are the barriers that we see, the two different perspectives when it comes down to politics. And that's where the money is. The money is in politics. If the Democrats are showing that they have compassion for these 276 young girls that are missing in Nigeria, they show they have compassion as for these mothers that are missing their children right now, showing compassion for the country, what's going to happen? You're going to have these celebrities putting in money to the Democratic Party in order to make sure that they get reelected or that they get elected. Because right now the Democratic Party is down in the House and it's even in the Senate. So the Democrats are going to jump on this to make themselves look good, to make themselves look beneficial, to make themselves look better, so that way they can win the House. That's what all this is about, money, resources. It's not even about, the kids. It's not even about Nigerian resources. It's about looking good in Hollywood. That's what it's about. George Clooney, Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie, Sean Penn think that you're doing a great job and think that you're doing things for the culture, for the community, to show that we are healing the world. What's going to happen? Millions of dollars are going to funnel into those pockets. That means more advertising rights. That means that there's a better chance for them to win. And people might not agree with me. If you don't agree with me, come on here, 347-850-1228. I want to hear what people think about this here. Do you think that this whole Bring Back Our Girls movement is about Hollywood? Is it about the money that's coming in? or do you feel that our country is actually trying to step up and do something that is important in life and important in society to try to bring our girls back home, bring our children back home to where they belong with their mothers and their fathers? You know, I just can't see that based on the history of our country. And that's the problem. Our history, our national history doesn't show that it is conducive to being sincere. It's not conducive to being a country, a nation that really cares about young kids, about individuals. If that was the case, then we would try to fight harder to pull our resources in to keep our boys out of jail. You would pull our resources together to make sure that there's a pre-kindergarten and there's an after-school care and there's provisions for our young children to learn, so that way we're not out of the top 20 in the major technical, mathematical, and educational aspects in the world. You know, we're supposed to be the most dominant country in the world, but we can't even be in the top 20 in industrialized nations when it comes to math and science. How is that? Because we're spending too much time focusing on things that aren't even relevant to our country. We're focusing on things that, you know, that look good, that sounds good for our country. Coney sounds good. Bring back our girls sound good. These things are what a country is developing, you know, the hashtag generation. Basically, we go on a hashtag and we, you know, make it sound good, we make it look good, but is it really helping somebody? No. And with that in mind, I want to talk about this hashtag movement that has been going on over the past few years. What does that really accomplish? Are we using these hashtags to fundraise and to send money over to these kids in Nigeria? Not that I've seen, not that I know of. Are we using these hashtags to try to bring awareness of what other ills are going on in those countries? No. No, not at all. Bring back our girls sound great. It sounds good to pick up a cause and try to assist, if you are going to assist, in trying to bring these young girls back home. But are you really? This is just going to be a high catchphrase. It's going to be on T-shirts for a couple months. It might be on a bumper sticker for, you know, until about the 1st of June. And then what's going to happen is that we're going to completely forget about it. These 276 girls are going to be sold off in the black market. And we're going to go right about our lives because Nigeria has no factor in our lives. That's the way it's going to be. That's the way it's going to be in this country. That's the way our country is. Our country is short-minded, absent-minded, short-sighted, and fickle when it comes down to assisting those in other countries, especially in African countries. If these 276 girls were taken away from Israel, it'd be a whole different story. These 276 girls were taken from Russia to Ukraine, completely different scenario. What would have happened is U.S. ground troops would have been on that in that area immediately. Would have been drones and airstrikes done immediately. There would have been sanctions on that on the country immediately. I mean, you look at Ukraine, for example. There are sanctions going on with Russia right now just because Crimea wants to break away from the Ukraine and go to Russia. Nothing to do with innocent lives, nothing to do with the economic or political structure, in essence. It's all about money. It's all about money. We're going in there and we're bringing troops into the Ukraine because we know there's a lot of oil reserves and oil resources in the Ukraine and in Crimea. So if Crimea breaks away from the Ukraine and goes to Russia, we lose that power. Money over morals. That's what we're talking about here. Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, Toyland Entertainment, The Rise TV Show. Money over morals. Where's the moral backing in what they're doing right now? Over a hashtag? That shows moral backing because we're going to do a hashtag? They bring back our girls? That's nice. Anybody can do a hashtag about anything. Doesn't mean they're morally involved about it. We can send 200, 300, 400 troops, ground troops, to one of the larger countries in the continent of Africa, and we feel like we're doing something. What is that? Is that accomplishing? What is that showing? All it is showing to the people in this country that we care, so we care, so vote for me. That's all it comes down to. And I know a lot of people may feel I'm a Republican basher. I'm going after the Democrats on this one here. This is a Democratic thing. The Democratic Party is jumping on this bandwagon because they know it's an election year, and if they jump ahead of the Republicans on this, then we can win the House or the Senate. That's what they're looking at. They're looking at, okay, hey, I can do this for a couple months and make it look good. The thing is, you look at the structure of the Senate. You look at the structure of who is on Congress, who is the congressional leaders of your state, and you see this all the time. I guarantee you, if I called my representative right now, if I called Chris Van Hollen right now, he'll be on the bandwagon talking about bring back our girls and let's do this for Nigeria and all this type of stuff. He was actually on Meet the Press this morning talking about that. This is what happens. It was on Meet the Press. So that's what happens. You get these politicians that are stepping up, stepping in, trying to grandstand because it's an election year and they're afraid that they might lose the election or they might be afraid that the race might be too close to call. You go to North Carolina and you go down there talking about bring back our girls. You know, the North Carolina Senate, North Carolina governor might briefly mention it to make it look good. So that way, maybe they might squeeze a Democrat or two or independent or two out of the vote so that way they can stay on the board, the congressional board. That's what's going on right now. But we stand by and we take a look at it and we say, oh, it's okay, our government's about to do something. We have a black president now. That's what people think. Oh, you know, Obama, you know, he has a Kenyan, you know, his father was Kenyan. He's half African. We can make sure that we, you know, that he's doing his job and making sure that that these people are taken care of in the Congo and in Nigeria. Sounds great. Rainbows and unicorns and pots of gold. That's all that is. The president does not have the authority to make force a strike like this on Central Africa or Western Africa. He does not have the ability to push the proverbial red button and just try to blow up all the militants that are in those areas. He doesn't have that. And that's the checks and balances of our system. Imagine if a president had that ability just to go Rambo and just go off on everybody. That could happen. But fortunately in this case, we have checks and balances because we have to understand that there's too many avenues, too many loopholes that could cause a rift and can cause a world war. That's what it is. That's where the checks and balances come from. So in that regard, in that aspect, I find it very valiant that the president is jumping on his bandwagon, that First Lady Obama jumped on his bandwagon. That sounds so great. That sounds so touching. Oh, he's a president that's trying to reach out across continents and all that type of stuff. It looks great. But honestly, really and truly, I have a strong feeling the president doesn't even care about those 276 little girls. He cares about maybe keeping their lives because of resources. There's a lot of different minerals and fossils possibly that can come from this region. Maybe that's why we're getting into it. Maybe there was a Nigerian investor that invested a good amount of money, you know, in our country, in the U.S. Army and U.S. Marines, and that's holding things back. These are the things that you got to realize. You know, there's more to it than just trying to go in there using drones, using planes, and just taking out these people. And do our government want to do that? No. The government doesn't want to do that. The government wants to sit back, relax, and make it look good but come the primaries in June or July, nobody's going to even be thinking about bringing back our girls. They're going to say, yeah, it's not our girls. We're not going to move. We're not going to worry about that. We're going to move on to the next hot thing. So my final thoughts, my words of wisdom on this here is if you want to personally contribute to an organization that is gearing towards helping these girls, helping find these girls, and helping to see if we can bring these girls home to their homes, to their mothers, look for those right charities. Don't look at the government, these hashtags. You're going to get a lot of scammers. You're going to get a lot of people phishing because that's the hot thing to do. So you have to make sure you're looking at the right charities, looking at the right organizations, so that way you don't get robbed trying to save 276 girls. You know, it's sad. It's a very sad story. Not a very uplifting story for mothers, but I can say this one thing. looking at this particular scenario, looking at this particular situation, should allow the mothers that are listening to this show to hold their head up high and be proud, saying that, that they are going to be a part of their children's lives. They're going to be a part of what they're doing. They're going to be a part of their routine to make sure that everybody's on the same page, everybody's being taken care of, and everybody is around the world able to defend themselves against tyrants. That's what this does. If you look at the proper authority, look at the proper fundraising efforts, you can create your own fundraising effort for these young girls. Don't be afraid to do that. And that's what I think what happens. A lot of youth are afraid to jump right in and be the developer, be the entrepreneur, be the person that they want to be. So if you do that and you take this time, build a charity, you can make a difference in so many people's lives if you do it the right way. Those are my thoughts, because obviously there's not a lot of people doing it the right way. There's so many women crying in Nigeria, and there's so many children missing. And if we don't try to take care of that, we don't try to take care of it from home internally, making sure what works best, what looks best for our children, then they're going to go off on a tangent, do something like this where it's nice and hot, and then once it cools down, they're going to drop it like a sack of potatoes. That's what this Bring Back Our Girl movement is doing. That's what I'm afraid of, and that's why I feel that it's not beneficial to be a part of this hashtag generation when it comes down to this particular instance. Find the girls. Bring the girls home personally. Don't try to start a hashtag campaign because you can't find this guy. So, once again, this is the Rise TV Show, Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions. I just want to thank everybody once again for listening to this show. We are getting into election year, so a lot of shows are going to be more politically based in the next few weeks, because we want to make sure that the masses, that the people understand who they're voting for, what they're voting for, and how they can be productive in the community. And once again, this is sponsored by Drink With Mine by Rod, extending the Mother's Day special. Please contact me at tqmindbyrod.gra.com, on Facebook at tqmind, email me at tqmindbyrod.gmail.com. So these are the things that we're working on. These are the things that we're trying to develop. These are the things we're going to try to do. And as always, thank you each and every Friday for listening to Love Talk. We are going to be at a regular time frame, 11 o'clock on Friday, 11 o'clock this Sunday, 10 Central. So this is what we want to talk about. These are just great opportunities to interact with those who are interested in trying to build something, trying to fundraise. If there's something of sincerity, if there's something that shows that it's more than just monetary, and these are the things that these children need. They're available. These are the things that their families need, because they're spending a lot of time trying to campaign and combat and fight off these guys. So once again, Rod's TV Show, Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, Toyland Entertainment. And I want everybody to just think about that. Think about what they want to be a part of, what they want to be a cause of. There might be something just very simple that you saw next door or down the street that you want to take up a cause. Take up the cause, be sincere about it, and just plant the seed for a positive environment, not the environment that basically was a fraud and was a scam and was a shambles. That's what this Bring Back Our Girls campaign is. So, once again, this is TV Show, Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, And we will be back on Friday for Love Talk. And if you have any comments on this particular topic, the lines are still open on Facebook, facebook.com/Rodney Stevenson or facebook.com/TQMind. So until next time, we'll talk.